Daily Rest, Friday, September 8th, 2023. Our devotion theme this week is Working for the Lord. And Ahab had called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. 1 Kings 18:3. Obeying God rather than men. The days are evil, Paul reminds us in Ephesians 5:16. We surely see the truth of this statement in our day when practices and behaviors that rebel against God are carried on boldly, defended, and even praised. Hostility toward those who resist these evils has grown rapidly. This climate can make it difficult for many Christians to do their work. Obadiah was likewise called to live and work in evil days. Ahab was king, and his wife Jezebel had institutionalized the worship of Baal in Israel, ordering the slaughter of the prophets of the true God. It was a dangerous time for a God-fearing man to be working in the palace, but that is where God had placed Obadiah. He was in charge of the king's household. Obadiah acted to save the lives of 100 of the Lord's prophets. By hiding and feeding them, he put his own life at risk. And it wasn't that Obadiah was a naturally bold or daring person. It was with fear and trembling that he carried out his rescue mission. Read 1 Kings 18:7 through 16. It was God who supplied the courage. Let's not be afraid in these evil days. If the evil of our times makes our job challenging, even hazardous, we need only remember that our true master is the Lord Christ, who died for us to redeem us, rose again to life, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, where he reigns over all things for the benefit of his church on earth. Help me speak what's right and good, and keep silence on occasion. Help me pray, Lord, as I should. Help me bear my tribulation. Help me die and let my spirit, everlasting life, inherit. Amen.